You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk are go.
From 9th June, the United Nations Ocean Conference is being held in France, which is co-hosting the event with Costa Rica. The theme for the conference is accelerating action and mobilizing all actors to conserve and sustainably use the ocean. More than 50 world leaders are expected to attend, with 1,500 delegates from almost 200 countries. France has stated it hopes the conference will mark a turning point in the protection of global oceans. The conference follows the world's first deep-sea mining application for the International Seabed, which was submitted to the United States government as opposed to the United Nations regulator. In the Pacific, both the Cook Islands and New Zealand are exploring the possibility of seabed mining, although little is known about the potential environmental impact. I spoke to Jurisa Lee, Te Rarawa, Ngāpuhi, Rarotonga, seabed mining campaigner at Greenpeace, about the conference. I started by asking if they could outline what the conference actually is and who will be there.
This is the third conference of its kind. So the United Nations Oceans Conference was kind of established to support what they call SDG 14, which says conserve and sustainably use the ocean, seas and marine resources for sustainable development. It will be in Nice in France, and it will be co-hosted by France and Costa Rica. And we expect high-level attendance from member states, including heads of states and ministers in attendance, but also like Greenpeace, and there will be a strong civil society presence, indigenous groups and representatives of other priority sectors, priority communities in attendance as well.
Could we see global partnerships to protect our oceans emerge from this, particularly in the protection of international waters?
Yes, so unlike climate COPs or, you know, the biodiversity COPs, there won't be any negotiations at UNOC, but it is an opportunity for member states to do a few things around ocean protection. So what we'd really like to see is, you know, at the moment with regards to deep sea mining, we'd like to see that so far we have 33 member states who are calling for a global moratorium on deep sea mining. And we would like to see that number increase. We also know that, BBNJ, that the Oceans Treaty, we'd like to see the number of countries that are ratifying that increases as well. And Greenpeace will also be using UNOC as an opportunity to engage with member states just ahead of the final negotiating meeting in August on the Global Plastics Treaty. So our hopes are that member states and especially with high-level attendance, participation, that we can get some strong calls for ocean protection.
In recent years, there's been increasing discussion of seabed mining in the Pacific, particularly in the Cook Islands. Could this conference have an impact on these plans?
I would hope so. We've also just seen, just earlier in the year, we've seen the deep sea mining industry kind of align themselves with the new United States administration seeking to mine in international waters, so outside national jurisdiction, which is circumventing the UN processes, you know, that would happen at the International Seabed Authority and would be a breach of international rules. And so UNOC is another opportunity for these member states to stand strong against this insult to multilateralism and to the global community and global cooperation. And they can do that by really affirming a strong support for a moratorium on deep sea mining. And I think if we were to see that kind of galvanised stand and that influenced the Pacific region, I think it could have an influence over what governments such as the Cook Islands and how they move forward.
In the past, environmental protection has been used as a tool of colonisation. I'm thinking of the Chagos Islands in particular. Will Indigenous advocates be heard at this conference?
I'm aware of colleagues, Indigenous colleagues, including Pacific Indigenous colleagues, who will be attending UNOC and working very hard to share their lived experiences, the histories of their island nations, and their Indigenous communities with member states, so that member states are well informed and have these diverse perspectives in anything that they talk about. And anywhere that they are present at UNOC.
David Attenborough's recent documentary, Ocean, speaks to conference attendees directly. Will a key environmentalist figure like Attenborough be able to have an impact?
I think that decision makers and world leaders and world governments would benefit greatly from welcoming the expertise and the experiences of all sorts of people who work in and around the ocean, who depend on the ocean, whose cultures are centred around the ocean, and whose livelihoods rely on the ocean, and a healthy ocean at that. So yes, key influences, researchers, scientists of many manners, Indigenous communities, coastal communities, they're all the expertise that should be centred in any decisions that we make around the ocean and its sustainability and its protection.
Overall, are you feeling optimistic about the conference?
I would never lose hope. It is, an opportunity to see many people who, to see and meet and speak with many people who care very deeply about the ocean, and also an opportunity to speak to many people who would be responsible for decisions around the protection, stewardship, and the health of the ocean and all the life that it supports on Earth.
What can people who want to see strong outcomes from the conference do to support?
I think I would ask people to be very aware of the threat, this emerging threat of deep sea mining in the Pacific and seabed mining here in Aotearoa. So Trans-Tasman Resources is an Australian mining company. They've been trying for well over a decade to mine the seabed in the South Taranaki Bight, which is home to a very rare species of pygmy blue whales. We've got Maui and Hector dolphins there. Kororago were there to feed. They've been rejected at every turn, including at the Supreme Court. But because of the fast track, there's a real danger that they would get to get the green light, even though they've never been able to prove that they wouldn't cause material harm, significant harm, to the marine life in Taranaki. And this could be the first large-scale commercial seabed mine in the world, and that would set a very dangerous precedent, a very low bar for deep sea miners everywhere else in the Pacific and globally. And so we must ensure that we stop this new emerging industry from keep them out of our waters and stop this industry before it gets a chance to start.
That was Jerissa Lee, deep sea mining campaigner for Greenpeace, on the upcoming United Nations Ocean Conference.
International Desk on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.